brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you know, I even forgot we had calls on the birth certificate to open the phones up. I'm so bad. From John Brennan and others, and I got it, of course, you know, I got it to Iran. Briefly, what are some of the scenarios? How do you see this starting, and what do you see Iran doing?
Well, I see almost any day now we can wake up and find out that Israel's launched a preemptive military airstrike against Iran. It could happen any day now. And when it's not just going to be one strike, it's going to be an air campaign. It may even involve missiles. I would say that over a period of time, it could become nuclear on Israel's point. Israel could use some of its tactical nuclear weapons. Within hours of the first strike, Hezbollah in Lebanon will certainly launch attacks against northern Israel. Hamas in the Gaza will launch rocket attacks. Perhaps Egypt will join. You'll have a regional war within 24 hours. And the regional war will be unpredictable. There's going to be thousands of people killed because Iran has the capability of launching missiles, even conventional missiles, and killing thousands in Israel.
And you're going to have sympathetic responses by people in Israel who aren't coordinated or under any flag. They're going to start stabbing, shooting, and blowing stuff up.
And you're going to have other involvement. Saudi Arabia is going to may or may not just stand by. Russia may or may not just stand by. Russia's certainly not going to see Iran defeated by Israel without some involvement. It's unpredictable. It's like what happens in, you know, 1914, or, you know, you get a World War
I. Yeah, that's how a lot of people describe it, as a big roll of the dice. And, of course, I've also read that Iran's probably got a lot of stuff under their hat that they've gotten from the Russians and Chinese.
And don't rule out attacks in the United States. You know, you've still got Al-Qaeda elements, Hezbollah elements that are active and available in the United States. It may not be a massive attack like a 9/11, but there's certainly the capability of having retaliation, terrorist strikes within the United States once the war in Israel, between Israel and Iran.
And to be specific, you don't mean the type of Al-Qaeda Obama used in Libya. You mean people affiliated with Wahhabists. But I mean, expanding on that, the Iranian head of intelligence, as you know, a month ago, said they would launch attacks in Tel Aviv and in the U.S. asymmetrical. That's quite an escalation there, because now the establishment could do a false flag and blame Iran. That doesn't sound too crafty by Iran on my part. I mean, I know they are smart, but that doesn't sound smart.
Well, it's why it's unpredictable, because retaliation or a step taken by either Israel or Iran, once a war starts, could escalate it. Because it leads to a miscalculation, a retaliation, another step.
But that's my point. Clearly that was fake with the guy wanting to use car salesman to kill the ambassador. But then you have the head of their intelligence saying, we'll do stuff like that. I mean, clearly that would really help Obama if this war starts. That'll give him an excuse to grandstand, crack down on the general population.
No question. Freedoms will be lost in this, as they have been in every war, and that will be calculated. But also, people shouldn't step back and think, oh, this is a war that Israel is just going to automatically win. This is not a board game. It's not a, you know, it's not a computer game. It's not calculated how it's going to turn out in any way that you could.
The Iranians are a lot bigger threat than Iraq.
And the Iranians are highly intelligent, very well trained and equipped, capable of doing massive damage. Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza are going to be coordinated. They've been funded and trained by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard was causing us trouble in Iraq.
Israel couldn't even defeat small contingents of them in Lebanon.
Well, it's possible. Iran's already put components of a nuclear program in Iraq, and we haven't known about it. It's possible that Iran has made agreements with Latin American countries that we don't know about to come to the
table. Well, Doc, we're going to have you back up. This is just out of control. And you're saying it could happen any time.
Any day. And it's unpredictable, uncontrollable. And I pray it won't happen. I've done everything I can stop it, but it's going
to
happen.
You're awesome. And I apologize to the callers. We'll have to get them on with you next time. But I'll go to the callers with our next guest.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Be talking to author, researcher, talk show host Alan Watt here in a moment. Here's some of the breaking world news. European leaders adopt treaty pledging debt reduction, but when you actually read deeper into it, it says that the countries are agreeing to waive what rights they have left and promise to raise taxes and pay basically almost everything to the private megabanks that engineered the collapse. And they're calling it a victory for Merkel over fiscal treaty. So that transfer of power looks like they're agreeing to it. Senate bill will force radiation testing of TSA scanners. TSA has been caught lying about radiation levels and claiming they've been tested. They violate federal law already, so they're having a new law, so they've got to follow the law. How about you? See, that's what happens when agencies are out of control. That article's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Very important to get that out. Obama confirms U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan. That'll just make the so-called ally that much more angry with their 100-plus nukes. Opposition leader wants Syrian president and his family sodomized and murdered. And I guess they did do that with Gaddafi, so that's what the al-Qaeda forces do. The al-Qaeda admitted al-Qaeda group leader has said that and is funded by the West. We've got to give all our rights up because al-Qaeda might attack us any minute. EU to spend 3 million euros promoting insects as alternative source of protein, and they're telling school kids you won't be able to eat meat in the future. Haaretz is reporting, Perez says Iran's evil leaders must not be allowed to gain nuclear weapons. and Israel barreling towards a new war, currency warfare, what are the real targets of the EU oil embargo against Iran? That is just some of the news we have on that front, and I want to get our guest take on that. And I know that I said I'd take calls earlier with the last guest. He had a connection problem. We got him on about 15 minutes late, so we never had time to get to your calls. I will take calls, some for Ellen Watt, your questions, your comments, the toll-free number to join us. I see James is holding with the phones. We're opening the phone system back up, 800-259-9231. And one more thing. We're going to end tomorrow the yearly Early Bird special to watch the nightly news, to see all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the podcast, the video podcast, commercial-free, all of it there, the special events, everything at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Both URLs will take you there. You can get 44% off on a yearly membership now, but that is going to end sometime tomorrow. So if you haven't used that, but we'll continue the 15-day free trial at prisonplanet.tv. And we couldn't build this infrastructure and do any of this without your support. And I want to thank you so much. All right. His website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And he is a musician, researcher, and just has an incredible grasp on all things inside this global New World Order system. Really, this attempt to construct an alternative technological system for the elite and to insert us more and more into an artificial habitat where every facet of our lives are controlled, drugs and chemicals added to the food and water, GMO forced on us. Like I was covering earlier, New Jersey and Arkansas passed laws to forcibly inoculate. Well, California's passed a law to inject your kids without your consent. This is to forcibly inoculate our bloodstream with the deadly sodium fluoride on record that they know is killing people. So when you start getting control of your cities and saying no, they're coming and saying we're going to force it on you. And they're now, the American Medical Association came out last week and said we want to forcibly inoculate the public as well. So they're really taking the velvet glove off the iron fist. Alan, I didn't talk to you before you came on with us. I got a lot of stuff I want to ask you. But out of the gates, what is front and center on your radar screen?
Well, we're definitely going to war with Syria and Iran, whatever order they choose. It may be at the same time, in fact. And, of course, at the same time, at home, we're going into massive austerity, which is to be the world system from now on. And even the Federal Reserve headman there said that you're going to see inflation for 20 years inside the U.S., gradual inflation. And so that means that at the end of 20 years, everything is going to be double the price or more. So we're going into a planned, long ago, by the way, planned austerity for the whole world, while your disposable income goes to taxes and fees to fight wars and to redistribute the wealth across the world. The Marxian concept is here and implemented. And, of course, everyone thinks that Marxism was completely opposed to capitalism, and nothing is further from the truth. Capitalism and communism were set up by the same boys. It's a dialectic process. So they're bringing together their plan exactly as Lenin said they would be. That Lenin said that the communist system would eventually, after a generation, about 70 years or so, change and stop being so insular in Russia, and then it would spread into the West, and the two would merge and become something in between capitalism and communism. Well, this is it, folks. You're here already, and it was planned long before you were born. These guys make long, long-term plans, and they always pull them off.
And by the way, you're not just saying this. They admit it's beautiful to have a post-industrial world. We're going to shut you down so you can't afford to have children. We're going to force drug you. In Austin, they've announced carbon taxes, 80% increase in power bills, and they said it's for the earth, and we're going to pay it to a foreign company. It's just we're doing this because we want to, and we've gotten leaks out of Bilderberg and other groups where they say people are too uppity, we want to make you poor. Isn't that just feudalism?
It is feudalism, but again, we're told this by the historian for the group that created capitalism and communism, Carl Quigley. He said this new feudal system would be the new feudal overlords in the feudal system of the world would be the CEOs of the international corporations working with government, and that's what you have. It's already here. It's been here for quite some time, and we see that with the big banking companies going across the world, just plundering and taking everything over. They're into every country in the world. Literally, it's a private organization that runs the world, and democracy is simply a front to get the radical groups, which they pay, by the way, the NGOs, to protest and demand that we go into the system even quicker and faster, into the same utopia where we share our wealth with the whole planet, basically. So there's to be no favorites in this new world order. Every country's be leveled to the same extent pretty well. We see the same thing happening with our medical system in the U.S. The Rand Corporation was hired to do a study to see what Obama's care would be like, who should they choose as a model to copy. They copied Britain. Britain's National Health Service is an utter disgrace. You can't get cataracts treated nowadays. You have to go elsewhere to get them done. Can't get knee operations done, things like that. And yet the U.S. has to copy that, and they're closing down wards in hospitals across the U.S. right now, and it's been kept very quiet. So you're really going into a state where you'll be at the level of the Philippines eventually, once they're finished.
Continue.
Well, the CFR, people keep missing the Council on Foreign Relations, which is just one branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the big world order system. They connect all the corporations together. They have their members in IBM right across the board and all the big banking systems. And they also have all their members staffing the Bank for International Settlements, which is the bank which oversees all central banking for every country. And they own all the media. And they tell us where they're taking us and how fast they're going, and they even give you time levels for implementations of different parts of this big agenda. And they're all for carbon taxes, for austerity, and they have no problems at all about literally eliminating what's left of what's called the middle classes. And you're already replaced. We have it all replaced, the middle class, really, by technocracy. Technocrats really are running the show. They'll be kind of semi-important, but the general middle classes are gone. If you go back even further to a high member of the same organization, Margaret Thatcher, she said that eventually, she says, we'll eliminate all small private businesses. It'll be only international corporations, and that's the way it'll be. And she made it almost impossible to run a small business because half the day you were doing paperwork for the government. So this is seen in the States right now, Canada, elsewhere across the world. We're also seeing countries sell off their national assets. Greece and New Zealand is doing it too. Other countries are following. Rothschild himself put forward the bill in Britain last year to sell off the British roads to private international corporations. So we're interdependent. In other words, there are no real nations anymore, as Von Rompuy said in his speech.
And just to insert something here, backing up what you're saying again, I remember a decade ago and then a few years ago and then again just last week, in the U.S., Europe, and England, Australia and New Zealand as well, they cut the white-collar crime and the investigators for tax evasion for billionaires. They don't exist. And they've put them on small businesses. And now they announced last year they're going to focus on blue-collar, who almost pay no income tax just so there's no enforcement. And it turns out all the rich guys pay almost no taxes. Then they double back and say, raise taxes on the rich, it's not fair, but the proposal only raises it on the middle class. I mean, it is so diabolical. They are harassing. IRS tells small businesses, we don't like you. We like big companies. We're going to shut you down.
Yeah, and they are shutting them down, too, and really going after them. In every single country, there's no exception. Because it's a world order. People think, well, it can't be the whole world. Yes, it is the whole world. It's a world order. And every country signed on to this world order at the end of World War II when they signed the charter and the treaties at the United Nations in San Francisco. So it's this is all part of this ongoing new world order, a form of Marxism, basically, for the people. And Britain, as you know, Britain is the big flagship for testing communitarianism, where literally you displace your local councils, elected councils, and you now have appointed technocrats, basically, that already belong.
Let's explain that. Let's explain that, Alan, on the other side, and get into the super flu, SOPA, and more.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
The magnitude of all over the world now trying to forcibly inoculate and forcibly fluoridate water as cities, states, and counties, and substates, and jurisdictions wake up to it. Think of how horrible it is they're trying to do all these home and farm inspections now with this new bureaucratic class to eat out people's sustenance. I remember reading an article in the Austin American Statesman about 15 years ago, where Tyson Chicken had thousands of violations at one plant alone, but a smaller plant had one violation and got shut down. And that's even an establishment publication, they admit that. That's what this is all about, shutting everything down. And what's out of control is they want to shut it down to get you impoverished so you're on welfare, living at subsistence level so they can force vaccines and things on you. They force those on people to get their welfare so they can basically soft kill you. And, Alan, they've got a problem, though. More and more it's coming out that they've got cures for cancer but won't let people have it, that the vaccines are killing people. People are waking up to the global banksters. I'm seeing all sorts of awakenings happening. And I know you're usually a little pessimistic as you realize how organized this is, but I do see a challenge to these globalists.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, though, you've got to remember at all times, everything that you're experiencing now because of the agendas going forth and released into the news, everything was planned many, many years ago. Including, I mean, they have 1,000 think tanks working on every aspect of society, including how we'll react to the news 10 years down the road when they release something. And they go through it like a chess game. Okay, they'll react this way. How can we counter that? They work it all out abstractly before they actually go into action and do it. And so they've got pretty well everything figured out. And we are easily distracted as well. And to be honest with you, these guys are not going to give up. After working at this for well over 100 years in the open, that's called the open conspiracy, according to H.G. Wells, well over 100 years, they're going to give up because people start to protest. They've been building internal armies up in every major country.
Well, no, speaking of H.G. Wells, he said there's going to be a lot of beautiful, well-meaning people we're going to have to kill for the New World Order.
That's right. He says many decent people will die protesting this New World Order, die in vain. That's what he said. So,
and you're right. They're militarizing. The TSA is there to train you, mm-hmm. to let us grab your children's crotch in front of you and just totally break your will. It's absolutely criminal, but they just do it.
Yeah. And also, too, he talked about they would make a military class. And, of course, we have a military class now. It's so easy to get young guys and indoctrinate them into being separate from the general public. It's old techniques, of course, but very, very effective. And in Britain, they're training the paratroopers, who are shock troops, to deal with the next demonstrations in Britain.
And remember, before they wanted to announce all this, we were conspiracy theorists to get the documents. Now it's just, oh, yeah, the Marines are trying to take your guns and kill you. We'll secretly arrest you. Yeah, the paratroopers, you know, BBC, are preparing to, and it shows them searching women on the side of the street. Yeah, the TSA is going to stop you at checkpoints. And they take these young men, tell them, you're part of the elite. They're hiring all the Boy Scout Explorer Scouts in the news, and they're training to kill veterans.
Yes, there's no doubt about it, and they're quite open with everything. Most folk, of course, most people who are outside, say, Patriot Radio, they go into disbelief. They hear it, but it's not real to them. They can't imagine. It's unreal, and so they dismiss it.
Let me stop you again. Yeah. When it came out about 5 years ago, they were training the Explorer Scouts in every drill to take on gun owners, farmers, people dressed up literally in John Deere outfits and overalls. Mm-hmm. I would have Explorer Scout people call me going, we are trying to take on extremists, but you're anti-scout. So I'm right about this, but I'm still bad. Or it can't be true, and then when it came out, well, it's okay. And then now it's in the New York Times and other publications. It shows little boys training to kill veterans and training to kill guys dressed up in John Deere outfits. I mean, they train them to kill farmers. If you're into freedom and self-sufficient, they're training giant armies of children who are now, many of 19 from the first wave of training, to kill you.
Yes. And again, this technique was intensely studied by the West, of course, that worked with the Soviets. And the Soviets always say that you go for the child first and you make sure they're yours. It's quite easy, again, to indoctrinate a child, and they are yours for life.
I've got the old newscast where it showed the tax police are orphans, and they train kids from age 5 up to 20 to beat people up for the tax money.
Yes, and also the CIA, of course, were instigating in Cambodia. And we know what they did there. They trained the young children they gave the machine guns to. And to blast.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Yeah, just the Boy Scouts are being taken over. Guys, type in during the break. Girl Scouts and Brownies trained to fight terrorists. And then the little girls are trained to spy on mommy now. But it's for the homeland after all. It's for Uncle Chertoff and and Mr. Napolitano.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Partnership announced a few years ago with the Girl Scouts and Homeland Security, the preparedness patch. And then if you read deeper into it, you then discover it's spot terrorists and trained to fight terrorists. But the girls are mainly the good little spies. And of course, then I have footage from 1998 in Hebron, Maryland, and other places in Police Day 2000 of young children training to go in their parents' houses, can come back and report to regular Marine Corps. This is on video, what guns they own. And since then, we've seen drills in Arcadia, Iowa, you name it, that literally have mind control in them. The article says they're training with the local gun shop owner with the 670-something residents to go door-to-door looking for guns they're going to pre-hide in a drill for civil emergency and, you know, for domestic operations. Then they have the drill. I talk badly of it. And they say in the news, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I don't like it. Alan Watt, that's the new level of control where they admit we're right, but then say we're a conspiracy theorist for not liking it.
Yeah, using herd instinct, and they talk about this too, how the most folk want to comply with government. Most people do, unfortunately. And for those who comply, whatever you do is against government, is therefore bad, naturally. So goody two-shoes, and they're all trained to be goody two-shoes. They're trained at school, of course, in groupthink too, where there's no dissension. You almost come to a common agreement. And so everyone wants to be the same as everyone else. And government is good. They've watched all the movies. There's, how many movies are out there to do with Homeland Security, stopping spies, all fast-paced dramas, Eagle Eye, all these kind of things. And they think this is fantastic, youngsters. And apart from that, though, too, there's a lot of pre-programming went on, predictive programming. Even in the 90s in Canada, you had a series here where youngsters got together and formed their own spy group and spied on all their neighbors and their parents.
When I go to the toy store, like half the toys are spies.
Yeah.
And spy on your parents. It's fun. You're a secret agent.
Mm-hmm. And this is the same technique that they use again.
By the way, almost all the toys, I never see them that say USA or anything. It's always UN Defense Force. But the G.I. Joe guys don't have smiles on their faces now. They've all got like,
yeah. Well, Plato said it. He said that if something works in a generation, whatever formula works to make the culture go one way, as long as you know the formula, you can reintroduce it down the road. It will always work again. This is the same techniques the Soviets used with the Young Communist League, where parents daren't say anything in front of their children with wearing their communist uniforms. Same in the Nazi system. Parents were terrified when their children joined the Hitler Youth. And they were told to spy on their parents and turn them in. It will always work with children. And they know this at the top. You know, they're the masters of war. They've been doing this for centuries. So it's a very dangerous time for everyone. I mean, I've had parents, you probably had it too, who have called me and have actually said that they're afraid of their child.
Oh, that's the system. And then they come in their black uniforms and sit around the kitchen table. I read about this in every culture, and the parents grovel, and the kids get off on it, and kids now are told, I can report you for spanking me. I can report you for what you said. I saw a case a few years ago where they took a guy's kids because he said, don't trust the police in Round Rock, don't trust the government, and don't take shots if they tell you to. And it was on the news that, well, CPS has taken the children because the police say he said, don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was on the news.
Yeah.
And boy, I later heard those kids were absolutely in hell because once they were with the little pedophile rapers, they found out, you know, people find out once they get in the clutches. You thought mommy and daddy were bad? Now you're going to meet a pot-bellied rapist.
Yes. And George Orwell also put this in 1984, his book and the movie, where the youngsters are dressed up in little outfits and they're maybe around 7 years old, and they're saying to Winston, oh, you're a thought criminal. You're a thought criminal, aren't you? We're going to report you. And so they surely go around terrifying everyone who's an adult. And this is the way they're getting raised in school. And so, see, America itself and every other country too is divided in many different sections. And part of it is between young children and the even older children. They've got a different indoctrination. So it's about three or four indoctrinations on the go at the same time with different generations. And that's part of the problem. But it's been orchestrated this way, and it's all managed this way by those who oversee the whole system. So,
well, take the TSA pedophile training force. I mean, all these psychologists have come out and said, oh, it's training kids. That's how a pedophile will touch to test to see if the kid will go along with it. This is totally screwing kids up. They're grabbing the women's breasts, going in the pants, radiating everybody. And, of course, we knew this was the plan, but now they're going on the streets, the highways. It's clearly a program to train us. We have absolutely no rights. And the state's going to put their hands on us. And now the cops take the blood. That's training them for medicalization. I remember a decade ago they couldn't get the cops to carry out forced inoculation. So they said, we'll get them to do other medical stuff first to create that. So now they're going to be medical enforcement officers.
Yes. And they've even had that in science fiction movies for the last 42 years as we've come. Because these guys are all picked, of course, for predictive programming, too. But we're in it now, and you're under martial law, and they're training the public, just training the public, that's all it is, into complete obedience and fear of reprisal if you don't comply. It's incredible. Even the situations in the main stations, the train stations in New York, places like that, with the screens everywhere, running these little promos about Homeland Security, and, oh, we have 200 agents right now amongst you right now in this place. And you might
only trust government, only trust telescreens at Walmart and Mall of America and town squares, like out of a dystopic nightmare science fiction movie. You know, watch everyone, only trust us. What's your neighbor doing? Your children being trained.
Right.
Little discount credit cards given to them. Oh, report on your parents. And I have those promos. I've played them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it all with a completely, totally straight face to everybody. It is so incredibly diabolical, and they're pushing it into overdrive right now. Why is that?
They're pushing it into overdrive because they have talked about more riots, but they have further plans to crash us again economically and to get us down to the proper level of austerity, you see. You still have it too good right now. You can still afford an ice cream once in a while. So you've got to come down much further because they want all that extra cash from that you spend on yourself.
More importantly, they can buy you. Once you're totally broke back in your hierarchy of needs and are starving, you'll do whatever you're told.
Know, food is a weapon, of course, and I've said that at the Minister of Agriculture, the United Nations, that they're willing to use. Actually, the UN has used food as a weapon. That's what the embargo is on.
That's Memorandum 200. The Onion came out this week and said, it's great, let's kill billions of people,
and
let's mow down Africans. But in the real world, the New York Times is reporting, hey, the UN's mowing down people for their land. It's for the earth. Maybe it's good.
That's right.
Mow them down. It's a little trendy.
They're really going after the farmers, small farmers. There's very few small farmers left, really. It's all big agri-farm, five corporations run the world, all the food supply. And in Australia, they can't even allow them. They're creating national parks, and they're telling the farmers to get their cattle off them. So there's going to be no meat for the ordinary folk in the future. That is the plan, too, is vegetarian society.
Oh, no, I have a news out of England today where they're teaching kids they're going to eat bugs for protein.
That's right. Oh, yeah, they've been doing that for 4 or 5 years, and the EU has allocated the 3 billion euros to the study of it, or 3 million euros to the study of eating crickets and things. And then you have the Hollywood stars. There's one major Hollywood star who says her children just love these cricket sandwiches. And they always find someone because the people follow the stars, right? So this is the future. It's complete and utter austerity. And then you go back 2 or 3 years and you find the head of the Green Party who said, oh, you know, everybody obeyed in World War II. They had very little money. They didn't mind.
We're going to have carbon rationing cards, and now they're announcing them.
That's it. So I said this in 2001. That's what you'll see. Everything that goes with warfare, you will see at home, including refugees eventually being moved around the country. Yeah,
and it'll be, oh, we got to put these homeless people in the sports stadium. That's already begun in Tampa and in Northern California, Central California, in Sacramento. You can't have homeless out at night. They got to be locked up. And, oh, we got to arrest the dissenters. They're causing problems.
Yes, and so they are ready for. It's not really a planned rebellions they're ready for. They don't believe there's going to be a planned rebellion, but they do believe there'll be a spontaneous riots as people who are at the bottom of the ladder get hit even harder.
And then they'll use them to say, "See, we got to raise the taxes on the rich. That means somebody making $50,000 a year or $100,000 to pay them, and then all the money siphoned off the foreign banks." But the unwashed masses don't know because they literally, and I've talked to the, some of the general public, they can't talk now. The language is gone.
Yeah.
And if you bring up a serious issue, they begin to laugh at you with a pre-programmed response.
That's right. Every response that you see from anyone out there has been either in a comedy or a movie or some soap or whatever.
No, they're not their own person. They live in a playland of arrested development that the psych warfare chiefs talk about, and they'll repeat something that they think makes them look blingy. Instead of actually being intelligent, it's just all a big fake. And like the yuppies watch the news that's propaganda and repeat it like they're real smart. Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's what Brzezinski said. The public will be unable to reason for themselves. All they'll be able to do is to repeat last night's news to each other. And that was in the 70s who said that. So we're here. We've been here for
a while.
And
men try to impress each other on talk radio about how upset they get for their team. And they just sit around like men 5,000 years ago and talk about defending their village with the same concern, against marauders. It's just like, yeah, Man, I tell you, we got to have the Giants win, or I don't know what I'll do. Meanwhile, their kids being fed GMO, they're going to be sterile. They're going to get cancer at age 17, probably. You know, total death, and the, you know, the numbers are increasing. We're being murdered. And you talk to that man, they'll look at you and just laugh, because you're not manly. You're not manly, Alan Watt. You don't know how to stand around and go, football, while poison's put in our water and food. I mean, you're just not a man.
That's it. That's it. It's all conditioned. But they will obey government. They will obey government.
These guys will bug their eyes out at you and, you know, have their shirts cut off. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, folks. The point is, you see them in the grocery store or whatever, walking around hard neck all sinister. You see these tough guys, and you see a cop, they look like a dog, like groveling, almost rolling. Government. They're just total cowards.
Yeah, they are. And again, they can only act as a mob, you know. So the problem is, as I say, though, that the big boys are ready for all of this. They've planned it. They probably will even set off the riots themselves, spark them off when it's time. And that's their usual thing. They don't wait until people do something. They generally do it because they have the plans and timetables. And then, of course, they'll turn around and say, see, there are crazy folk amongst you out there who are going to riot. And so we need even more security.
Well, in England, which we'd all predicted, the police stood down. And it turned out a lot of those riots were organized, pushed by the media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And mind you, too, see, every organization is infiltrated. And in every area, they have their instigators living amongst them, by the way. And they go out and drink with them, all these young guys.
Hey, before I knew how bad it was, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, a few times I worked with a few people locally who later I found out were sabotaging, lying, doing everything you could imagine. Mm-hmm. And it had to be professionally being done. And you're just like, my God, you people are everywhere.
Well, one case came up in Montreal recently. It was a top policeman. It was a policeman, but he was one of the three who had access to all the informers to do with what they call the local mafia. In Montreal, it's not an Italian mafia, but it is a mafia. And he was going to turn over 2,000 informant spies in Montreal alone to the mafia. 2,000. And I've told people for years, you don't realize that since the 50s, they've had these people placed.
It's now admitted, the cable person, the phone person, everyone. And I've noticed this. Usually they end up being a listener, but a lot of times you can just tell when the person doesn't know whose house they're at, and I get home later or whatever. And, I mean, you could just see that whoever's in your house, they're casing it, they're looking at things. You can see it's a power trip that they're watching you. And it's on record they are. I mean, you know, nurses at hospitals everywhere, they get off on the little informerness, and they get little cuts of juicy, too. They get a little money.
That's right, or a bit of a promotion at work or something. But, as I say, this technique is very old, and it works very, very well. They know how to bring countries down. They did it with East Germany, too. They've had so much experience, and everything's documented. It's a massive laboratory when they do these experiments.
Well, no, Disney World, I was reading, now calls its parks a laboratory. Mm-hmm. And it turns out they taught the Department of Defense how to lock a city down. Because think about it. You're getting in. You're being scanned. You're being controlled. You're being surveilled. Yeah. Disney systems are the model of actual what'll be gulags.
Yes, and they had the wrist, remember the wristbands too, with the chips in them to get inside.
And biometric scanning, and you're under laboratory scanning. Let's go to a phone call. James in Minnesota, then Tara, JD, Noah, and CJ. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me? Yeah, I wanted to talk about and of course I want to say what a pleasure it is to be on with you. I wanted to talk about a misunderstood subject, which is the separation of powers doctrine, the 10th Article and Amendments. And what I see is that prior to 39, it was unlawful for the federal government to come in and tax the state employees. And likewise, it was unlawful for the federal government to tax the state employees.
Yeah, the income tax wasn't even really used until 51. It doesn't run the country. It's all paid to the private offshore banks. Do you have a question for Alan Watt?
Well, this gets into the matter of visitation, okay? And the fact of the matter is that when they passed the Public Salaries Tax Act, that provided for agreements where in any state that entered into an agreement with the federal government could now tax their state employees, and likewise, the states could then tax the federal employees, and it was constitutional. Because it only applied to the government employees.
That's right. Listen, I got to jump here because we just got limited time with our guests. These are questions for Alan Watt, getting into technical vagaries. Bottom line, the feds are completely criminal, out of control, federalizing everything. I mean, they're really coming out in the open, Alan.
Well, they don't care about constitution or laws. The power is law. That's it. Yeah.
Let's talk to CJ in Michigan. You're on the air, CJ.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Alan. Yeah, calling from the prison state of Michigan. I want to ask your guests. I've heard you talk about, Alex, about, the hope and not giving up. I definitely want to tell you that I'm very optimistic. Prophet Muhammad said if you see the end of the world coming and you have a sapling to plant it, that means, keep going to the end. But I talk to people and I get kind of, everyone's so like, I don't know, fluoride head or whatever, but it's hard to be optimistic. Can you point us to some hope?
Alan?
Hope comes from each individual that understands what's happening. The problems occur where you join groups that are pre-made for you to join. That's or they're infiltrated immediately and you spun off into another diversion. Individuality can do so much. Like that guy who refused to go to the White House, the sports player. He's an individual who stood up and he said, "I speak as an individual. The government is out of control. I will not attend this function." Individuals count.
Stay there. That's right. Individuals count. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into okay, the official radio show will be over in 5 minutes. Well, this hour will be. And then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock. Look, the caller asked a very, very serious question. I'll do a little bit of overdrive to finish these callers. with Alan Watt. You know, the caller asked, how do we have hope? Look, you're in this situation. And so even though it's overwhelming and scientific and been very well calculated, you now know about it. And so I think the most important thing is to fully wake up out of the trance that we have been inserted in a planned economy, a more and more planned habitat. They're trying to force us into artificial habitats, controlled compact cities. I live in the country. Alan lives in the country. That's the first instinct. And to try to get to know locals who you can trust to work together, to move forward, and expose the people that it's beyond what you can even imagine when you first realize it and how cold-blooded it is. And I think the fact that the system's so over the top, they're able to hide in plain view, but that can also boomerang back against them. Alan Watt.
Yeah, I mean, they've infiltrated right down to the local county level. There's organizations, I mentioned them on the air too, where they graft themselves onto your local council. They just turn up and graft themselves on, claiming they're environmentalists, and no one votes them in. They're just there. Next thing you know, they're writing the laws on what you can do on your land.
And they've got the money of the globalist, and they are basically the Red Terror vanguard investigation agents.
Oh, yes. And many of them are actually retired, early retirement bureaucrats. So this is where they go. They're given jobs and their full salaries, and sell yourself down in a village here or a town there and start up a little.
Oh, we've had that happen everywhere. It's always a retired colonel or a retired bureaucrat, and they literally are spying and harassing everyone. And then everybody kisses their hind end. Oh, leave us alone. We'll put you in power, and then they take over. They're parasite scum.
Yes, that's right. And so we've got to know who they are. Their names are out there. Their organizations are out there. But we're also into this age of technocracy. You understand, the Council on Foreign Relations, the big branch that helps run the world, they said that they would build a structure around everybody's constitution, which they have. They bypassed it all and overlapped it.
Yeah, they build these bureaucracies and then sign the authority over to that incrementally.
Yes. And then the next step was to do international treaties, binding treaties that would bring them together.
Take the new internet treaty. Couldn't get SOPA through. Just make it a treaty.
Make it a treaty. And then, of course, they make supranational governmental bodies. Well, no person, no individual has had a vote on the creation of the G20, for instance.
Take the real Euro bureaucracy. They have a parliament, but it has no authority. The bureaucrats run it. Let's jam another call. JD in Texas, you're on the air with Alan Watt. Boom, he's gone. Tara in Virginia, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
I wanted to say I'm officially awake December 24th, so I'm on a real big learning curve. And I really enjoy everything that you talk about, Alan. You're a great inspiration. I got an off-topic comment from your Naomi Prince interview yesterday. You know the comment where she said that they're going to start focusing on South America? Mitt Romney was talking about that in a campaign speech yesterday in Florida, and it just blew my mind how on spot she was. And also, the Chris Hedges interview was awesome, and it goes a long way to try and bring progressives over to listening to what you've got to say and getting over the whole conspiracy theory thing. They have a hard time with that.
Well, it's a global corporate program, and it is a conspiracy. And when we expose them, they just say it's a theory. But there's no theory. It's just an open conspiracy.
It is open, yeah. It's open. It's taught in schools now that the world, they're told, and youngsters are at the 5 years of age, they're told what kind of world they're going to grow up in. Interdependence.
Yeah, and then they got fake environmentalists to cover up the real environmental degradation. We're not saying environmentalists are bad, period. Thank you so much for your call. Great talking to you, Tara. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.